In return, carbon dioxide, which is dissolved in the blood plasma, passes from the plasma into the alveoli, where it gets expelled back through the bronchioles, into the bronchi, trachea, then back into the mouth and nose cavities. Today, major cancer treatments span across four broad categories: surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and molecularly targeted medicines. Any one of us can develop these infections, but certain age groups are more at risk than others, especially the elderly, infirm, those with compromised immune systems, pregnant women, and the very young. Frequently, the cause of this anemia is iron deficiency. This can be caused by a combination of blood loss through inflammation in the gut, a diet that is low in iron, and reduced ability of the gut to absorb iron in inflammatory bowel disease. Iron deficiency anemia causes significant symptoms in people with inflammatory bowel disease, leading to fatigue, headaches, low tolerance to exercise, and reduced mental health. The thyroid gland, trachea, nasopharynx, oropharynx, larynx, and esophagus. At the top of the throat is the nasopharynx, or the back of the nose. When we breathe in, air passes through the nasopharynx into the lungs. First, gently guide the pod over the patient's breast and center the transducer using the pink arrow. Remember that the nipple is often not the true center of the breast. Lock the transducer into place and then apply a small amount of pressure. The automatic compression button applies pressure in programmed steps to ensure reproducibility and your patient's safety.